President Bush is monitoring Hurricane Rita at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado. That's the seat of the recently created U.S. Northern Command that's providing military and logistical support as the storm bears down on the Gulf Coast. Last week, when he spoke to the nation from New Orleans, Mr. Bush said Hurricane Katrina underscored the need to revise rules on how the military responds to such emergencies.
It is now clear that a challenge on this scale requires greater federal authority and a broader role for the armed forces.
In the Congress, some of the president's allies are specifically calling for a review of the law barring the military from doing law enforcement duties, the 127-year-old Posse Comitatus Act. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Last week, John Warner, the Republican chair of the Armed Services Committee, rose in the Senate and made this proposal.
The time has come that we should just reflect on the Posse Comitatus Act and other statutes which have stood by and served this nation quite well in years past.
Congress enacted Posse Comitatus in 1878 at the end of Reconstruction. It did so to assert greater control over federal troops deployed at polling places by county sheriffs in the South. The law forbids using active duty federal troops for searching or arresting civilians or seizing their property unless authorized to do so by Congress. Such law enforcement, said Senator Warner, should normally be done by civilians.
But sometimes, and this may be one, we'll have to examine the facts, they become so overwhelmed or so incapacitated by a natural disaster or perhaps a terrorist attack that the armed forces may have to perform some of those duties. So we want to make sure that the president has that flexibility.
I hate to say it, but I'm thinking that maybe even some of the senators and so forth are calling for this and don't really realize what the Posse Comitatus Act does.
McCubbin Owens teaches national security at the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island, and is writing a history of civil-military relations in the U.S. He fears an apolitical military could become politicized and resented if it's too easy for a president to waive Posse Comitatus.
My real problem is we start getting this idea that, well, the military is just another tool that we ought to be pulling whenever anybody in the United States thinks something's too hard for everybody else to do. It's just going to get the military away from what it should be doing.
Others are alarmed by what a revision of Posse Comitatus might mean for civil liberties. Senator Tom Harkin is an Iowa Democrat.
This whole idea of empowering military and stuff to do normal police function is anathema to American freedoms and to our American system.
Tim Edgar of the American Civil Liberties Union agrees. Army troops, he says, are trained to kill.
The danger is that the military in general are not trained, and it's not their constitutional function to enforce the law against American citizens and residents with respect for constitutional rights and freedoms.
Congress has already lifted some restrictions on Posse Comitatus in recent years. Troops can now be used in counter-narcotics operations. They can also respond to weapons of mass destruction attacks. And as House Armed Services Chair Duncan Hunter points out, National Guard troops already can do law enforcement when they're under a governor's command.
So I don't know if we necessarily need to change this law to make National Guard any more effective in disasters.
Similar caution regarding Posse Comitatus is being sounded by Republican Senator Susan Collins, who heads the Homeland Security Committee.
We've agreed that it does need review, but it needs careful review. That would be a major policy change, and I think we have to proceed carefully.
Other lawmakers are urging that before any changes are made to Posse Comitatus, a thorough and some say independent investigation must be done to know if laws or humans are to blame for what went wrong in the response to Katrina. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.